Hi guys, welcome to another episode on The Gist with Naya Podcast. I am the host of this podcast that you're listening to, and my name is Naya. I hope you guys had an amazing day today, and I hope you've been having an amazing week at that. If this is your first time listening to The Gist with Naya Podcast, a big shout out to you. I hope you find every episode intriguing, and of course, I hope you keep listening. And if you are an ardent listener of the podcast, thank you so much for all you do. I see it. I love it. I'm grateful to those of you who listen from outside of Nigeria to this girl. Thank you so much for all that you do. I know that you may be wondering, like, where's the vibe? Where's the Naya we know? Where's the ginger? And all that kind of stuff. And first things first, I lost my voice and I kind of have a sore throat. Yes, I do. And the second thing is that I am very, very tired. So I've had past weeks, I've had very stressful days. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm recording this podcast from my bed, and I'm sorry if you hear noise, like background noise. The girl is too tired, but I wanted to have this conversation with like you guys. But honestly, the girl is tired. So I'm doing this podcast from the comfort of my bed, and my Lagos experience is one of a kind, and I don't even know if this episode is like enough to share my Lagos experience with you guys, because it's a lot. And I think I'm going to dedicate an episode where I share my Lagos experience, and you can also share your Lagos experience with me, because it's crazy. So if you're not living in Lagos, I'm not sure you can relate. But I know I've had one or two, three, even more people say that, or more, the first time I was in that your Lagos, saying, guy, that place is wild. That place is something else. And in my head, I'm just like, yeah, you've not even seen anything. I mean, you just stayed for maybe a week. You know, so my Lagos experience, God, if you're a 9-to-5er like me, my God, have mercy. It is not easy, because you literally wake up every day, and even if you wake up like the happiest person, you just find one person on the road that will just make you angry, make you scream on top of your voice, just frustrate you and make you feel like, what kind of life is this? Well, anyways, it's been a stressful week, even like past weeks. So it's not easy. You know, there are days you just, I use the bus, right? So I know some people be thinking, you know, they use Uber. Or more, anybody where they use Uber now, what is Lagos? You're a big boy, big girl, and I give you maximum respect. Hey, I say respect. Respect. Anyways, not like Uber is bad, but I think I'll prefer using Uber when I'm going on like short journeys, or maybe I'm just going to a particular place that is not too far. But on days like when I'm going to work, I feel like that's not wise, because I can literally see a dead long traffic and I'm using Uber. Or using Bolt. Nah, that's stressful, and that's not economical in any way. So I use the bus. Talking about the bus, I mean like your normal yellow buses, you know, your normal downfo buses, because even BRT safe, that one is another struggle. You have to queue, you have to be there on time, you have to wait your turn. So everything is like, shall I go fly bike by? Or I know we just enter this yellow bus, because they always know how to maneuver, they always know the shortcuts, like places you don't even know. You learn them because you either enter a bike or you're in a downfall bus. Do you understand? Those guys, I don't know the kind of life they live or the kind of heart they have. But trust me, guys, it is something else. It is wild and loud. So, you know all these crazy things you do in Lagos. You enter a bus. Oh, yeah, give me my change. You go hard you to give me change. Now somebody's knocking. Yup. Of course, you had to knock. Anyways, so basically, you know how, like, you enter a bus. Oh, yeah, now far, give me change. I'm collecting 200 naira. You be here, I don't get change. Person will open one for you. What do you open one for? Give me my change, guy. Or sometimes you enter the bus and they're like, I don't get change. Calm down. And they're just so loud, so rude. And in my head, I'm like, where has your humanity gone to? Where has your sanity gone to? Like, what kind of life is this? Or there are times you enter a bus and they tell you, I know they stop for this bus stop, no bus stop there. You have to stop here and you have to start trekking back to like wherever you're going to. It's really, really crazy. Like, I've had so many experiences. I'm sure if I share my experiences with you, it's going to be one hell of drama. But anyways, my week has been stressful. And then again, you have work on the other hand. So these days when people ask me how was work, I'm just like, work is work. Because honestly, work is work. Like, that's the honest truth. Work is work. Because I do a job where you have to talk to customers like 24/7. So we deal with like customers from, you have angry customers, you have understanding customers, you have the ones that don't even know what exactly you're talking about. So it's like you go to work after the whole drama from traffic and everything, then you get to work and you have to deal with some kind of customers. I like, you have some people who call you. So I do like a telesales marketing thing. And you call some customers and they're just like, oh, don't call me, this is fake. Oh, don't do this, you guys are scammers, you're fraudulent, you're this, you're that. You call some customers and they are very understanding. And you know, it's just a roller coaster. So it's always very tedious when you meet that kind of scenario every day. And then after that, you go home again, you meet another traffic. So it's just crazy. Like, I don't know. If you're a 9-to-5er, you're the real MVP. And honestly, you do so much. And I hope we really learn to take breaks and just, you know, relax, ease off, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's that. Basically, I'm just trying to rant with you guys because I just want to like let this out. And then of course December is so close. So I was talking to a colleague today, and you know, my best of best girls, and she was just like, ah, can you smell Christmas? She was so hyped. Can you smell Christmas? Oh, Christmas is coming. I'm like, do people actually really enjoy and anticipate Christmas so much? Like, this is to my Christian audience. Do you guys actually really anticipate Christmas? Because she was so hyped. Like, she was like, ah, me, I don't close all for the year. I just become more. Me, I don't close. And I was just looking at her like, okay, this is a lot of hype, a lot of energy, you know. But yeah, Christmas is here. So I don't know if there's going to be a dirty December, because the way we are going in this country, I don't know whether it go, anything we go dirty now, it go bad. But anyways, Christmas is almost here. And I'm actually happy about it, because I mean, would get to stop going to work and I can stay home, wake up when I like, and just share moments with family. But one thing I think I'll do differently this Christmas period is try to go out. Like, I've never really gone out on Christmas Day or even Boxing Day. I've never like gone out. So it's always indoors with my family and all that kind of stuff. But even if I don't go out on Christmas Day, I think I would like to go out on Boxing Day or something. Just, you know, hang out with people and just share that Christmas experience with other people. and stuff like that. So I know a lot of people have things going on. You're trying to get a New Year resolution. What am I going to do next year? Honestly, I don't have that going right now. I'm not even going to lie. I don't have that going right now. I think last year, I didn't even have a resolution for, excuse me, for the New Year, you know. But I didn't see myself even having a podcast, and it happened. So I'm really, if there's anything I'm really happy and grateful about, it will be starting out this podcast, honestly. So I don't know. I don't know how Christmas is going to be this year, but I really want to know what you guys are going to be doing differently this Xmas. But for me, I think I would want to make a difference, go out, you know, have fun, share moments with people, spend time with people. Yeah, that's basically it. So, like I said, I'm going to be sharing. See, there's one Lagos hack that I have not gotten yet. And honestly, it seems like it's something that every Lagosian actually knows how to do. And it's one thing that I don't know how to do. So I'm going to be sharing this in my next episode. Maybe next or next, where I'll be talking about my Lagos experience and also hearing from you guys your Lagos experience. And I'm going to be sharing with you that one hack that I have never been able to relate to. But anyways, thank you for listening to this girl rant and, you know, share this very moment with you guys. Trust me, it was really fun, easy enough. So thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I hope you share your own moments with me too. All right, guys, you can join the conversation. Always, you know, join the conversation on social media at The Gist with Naya. You can also send an email to thegistwithnaya@gmail.com. Thank you. Sorry about my voice, but a baby girl is tired and we have these very vulnerable moments, and I wanted you guys to be part of it. So love you guys. See you same time on this same podcast. Mwah.